Kutavach, Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. This morning, we have an extraordinarily fascinating event, and that is the Birchos Yaakov. And the reason that it's extraordinarily fascinating is because if you look through the brachas, it's hard to describe them really as brachas. Not all of them. Many of them, and most prominently, the bracha that is given to Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi, Achim, Klei Chamas, Mecheroseihem, they're described as men of war, in very strong terms, Oror Apam Kiaz, cursed is their anger, Achal Kem B'Yakov, Afitzim B'Yisrael, I'm going to disperse them amongst Klal Yisrael. This does not seem to be the epitome of a bracha. And it's not just Shimon and Levi, but Shimon and Levi are the most prominent examples of it. And perhaps one can suggest that even though at the end of the Birchas Yaakov, the Torah says, Vayivarech, that Yaakov indeed blessed them, but if you look at the beginning, Yaakov says to the boys, Hikavtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, gather around. And Unculus, the Targum says, translates the words of Shimu as the Kabilu Alfan, Kabilu Ulfan, which means accept a learning, accept an insight. I am going to share with you, says Yaakov Avinu, an insight about yourselves that maybe you are unaware of. And I am going to give you the gift of self-awareness. Shimon and Levi, Achim, the two of you, to use modern parlance, have serious anger management issues. And that has to be understood. Because if you're aware of it, you can deal with it, and you can manage it, and you can then grow from it. And we all need people in our lives that sometimes can give us a sense of self-awareness. Sometimes we don't really realize how amazing we are, what tremendous kochos we have. And we need somebody, a friend, a parent, a rebbe, a teacher, to come along and say, you're extraordinary. You don't even know how extraordinary you are. And present a mirror for us and give us a sense of self-awareness. And sometimes we need a friend, a parent, a rebbe, a teacher, to give us some awareness of something that needs fixing. And this is the gift. This is not a curse. This is indeed a bracha that Yaakov is giving to the boys. He's giving them the bracha, the gift of self-awareness. And in that light, it makes quite a bit of sense, the consequence. The consequence being, Achal kem b'Yaakov, v'afitzem b'Yisrael, that Shimon and Levi are going to be spread about Klal Yisrael because given their propensity for this very potentially tragic midah that they have, they have to be split up. They can't be all together. There's too much at risk. But if that is in fact the case, it's strange that Chazal understand Achal kem b'Yaakov, Afitzem b'Yisrael very differently. This is not a consequence. This is not a punishment. This is not a way for them to manage their anger management issues. But rather, say Chazal, Achal kem afitzei means that Shimon and Levi are going to be spread amongst Klal Yisrael as the melamde tinokos. Both of them, both Shimon and Levi, are going to be the melamde tinokos. They're going to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael. And Levi, of course, Levi Shevet Levi, who will be supported by Klal Yisrael, who will be the religious functionaries, who will be serving in the Beis HaMikdash, offering our karbanos and representing Klal Yisrael. So this is the consequence. This is the consequence for Oror Apam, cursed is the anger. And now you're going to be the teachers of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be the religious functionaries and the leadership and the inspiration of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't make sense. How is that in fact a punishment? And that gets us to approach number two, that there's a different way of looking at this, that in fact Oror Apam is Yaakov recognizing that there was something terrible that had to be addressed. But the consequence is not a punishment, but the consequence, again, to borrow from modern parlance, would be I would call behavior modification therapy. That it's brought down by various mefarshim that the idea of making them melamdim and Shevet Levi as well, of being the Shevet Levi, is that it forces Shimon and Levi to confront this midah that they have and try to work on it. How so? You know, today, if you're a Rebbe or you're a teacher hired in a school, so, you know, the parents pay tuition and the school hires the teachers. Sometimes you get a better Rebbe, sometimes you get a worse teacher, sometimes it works, sometimes it works less well. But at the end of the day, you know, you choose the school, you don't choose the teacher. But in times of old, and not so long ago, but certainly in times of old, if you were a Malabed and you needed to get your message across, this is a one-to-one situation. If you are not able to relate to people, if you are not able to teach with compassion, if you are not able to meet the families and the children in a way that people are going to want to learn from you, then you will fail miserably. And so therefore, Shimon and Levi are put into a situation that calls upon them every day to work on this midah. Because I can't get angry if I am going to fulfill my mission. I can't get angry if I want to have any measure of success as a Melame Tinokos, because nobody's going to come to me. And even if they come to me, nobody's going to listen to me. And of course, Shevet Levi. While of course, while it is true that Klal Yisrael has the responsibility of supporting Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi has no nachala. While it is true that Klal Yisrael has the responsibility to financially support Shevet Levi, no one has a responsibility to support that particular person, that particular Kohen, that particular Levi. And so therefore, if I want people to support me, if I want if I want to be able to eat, then I need people to like me. And therefore, I again will have to work on this midah, on this character trait, on this foible, on this weakness of anger that I have. Because if I allow it to overcome me, then I will not be able to survive. So, Achal kein b'Yaakov afitzen b'Yisrael is not a punishment. It is actually itself part of the bracha. It is a bracha to enable Shimon and Levi to work on themselves and thrust them in a situation that will require them in the most fundamental way to address this very fundamental aspect of their personalities. But there is one final approach that I would like to share. And for anybody here who's listening from Denver, Colorado, it's an approach of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsberg and his Yalkut Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsberg was one of the great Gaonim of the 20th century. He was a Rav in Denver in the 1920s and the 1930s, originally from Yaroslav. And this is what he writes. I'm saying it in my own words, but this is in essence what he writes. That Shimon and Levi had a terrible flaw and a terrible failing. And most people would look at a Shimon and Levi and they would write them off. And they would say, these guys, what their anger, what they did in Shechem, Hamor, what they did, terrible. And they would just reject them out of hand. Nothing to talk about. But Yaakov Avinu saw something in the boys. What he saw, what he said, what Shimon and Levi did, allowing their anger to overcome them and wiping out Shechem, that wasn't the root cause. That was just a symptom. The root element that motivated them was an absolute sense of responsibility to their sister, and an extraordinary passion. And Yaakov Avinu said, "Look at this. What could they do if this midah of responsibility coupled with passion was channeled and put in an appropriate context? You know what I'm going to do? These are going to be the melamdim of Klal Yisrael and Shevet Levi, our religious inspirations. Because only somebody who has passion can educate. Only somebody who has passion for the children, passion for Torah, passion for Klal Yisrael, and a commitment and a responsibility can be successful in passing the Masorah forward. Passing the Masorah, being a good Rebbe, doesn't mean just taking information from a book and throwing data points into the brains of the recipients. Dr. Joseph Kamenetsky, founder of Torah Masorah, once said that if you give a child, if you give a student your mind, the teacher gives a student their mind, the student will give the teacher their back. If the teacher gives the student their heart, the student will give the teacher their brain, their mind. The only way to be successful is through imparting knowledge and Torah through passion and through love and commitment. And this is what we need in our melamdim. This is what we need in our spiritual leadership. Yaakov Avinu saw greatness in Shimon and Levi. How often do we look? Maybe we have a child. Maybe we have a student. Maybe we have a friend or neighbor. And we just write them off because indeed they have a midah that we find objectionable. But a student, a child, a grandchild, if we look at them and we see what is their underlying quality, and there may be greatness there. If we only have the bigness and the broad and the breadth of our mind to be able to see it within them. Sometimes a kid just needs somebody to give them the bracha of self-awareness, to see the greatness within themselves. And this is the bracha that Yaakov gave to the boys. He said, Achal came be Yaakov, yes, or apam. It's terrible what they did. The midah of anger unbridled is terrible. But taken properly, these boys could be extraordinary, and their legacy can be extraordinary. Good vach, Shavua Tov to all.